U.S. has been for such a long time a leader in trying to come up with a solution to the Palestinian issue, and I hope that we are going to be able to continue to push that forward. And I think a resolution there would be very good for the region and very good for us, as well as for people in the Middle East. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to move it forward. I know that we're obviously going through a rough spot right now, but I'm hopeful that we're going to be successful at moving this forward. I think it'll be good for Israel and good for the Palestinians.
One other quick question. In the past year, the budget deficit has increased something like 8 times what it had increased the previous 8 years under Bush. I don't know the exact numbers, but it has increased tremendously over the past year since Obama's been in office. Do you have any thoughts about that? It's been increasing faster than it had previously.
Well, the budget for Obama's first year in office was the budget that was passed the year before with President Bush, and I think that the numbers were very much in line with what the expectations were for where the budget was headed. So I think that what we're seeing is the result of what happened over the last 10 years. It takes a while to drive these trajectories. We had the huge tax cuts for wealthy Americans. We had two wars that we were paying for, and we had a very large increase in domestic spending. That was all kind of driven through in the Bush era, and we're seeing the results of that. On top of that, you see a major recession hit, which leads to increased asks for help in terms of social services and drops in revenue, which we've seen very significant drops in revenue at the federal level. So really kind of had a perfect storm of all these things that have been building, and now it's going to take a little time to dig back out of that, but I'm committed to getting us back to a balanced budget, which is where we should be.
I just have a quick question on your response to the Republicans choosing Gibson from Kinderhook. I'm wondering, you know, what you might think of him, or how you see the campaigning season, issues, and where that's headed, I guess.
Sure, I got to meet Chris Gibson this morning. Had a nice conversation with him. So I don't know all that much about him because this was our first meeting. But what we're working on is what you heard me talking about here in the town hall today is getting the economy moving, getting people back to work. I think that's the issue that people are most interested in, much more so than politics, and that's what I'm working on. That's my experience as a small business person, as somebody who's built businesses and created jobs. That's what I'm working on in Washington. That's what I'm talking about with people, and that's really where the interest is.
I mean, the district that you have, like many others, is huge. 10 counties, a lot of different issues, different groups, different everything. The fact that he's in a different area, he's from here, he's from Columbia County, is that going to make it easier for him to tackle issues that people down here are more interested in? Is it going to be harder because you guys are from different areas?
My job is to represent the whole of the 20th District, and that's why in the first year I traveled around all 137 towns and did some kind of public event in every one of the towns in the 20th District, because I think it's really important that you get out and talk to local people about what the local issues are, as well as what's going on in Washington, and try to bring that all together for people. So that's my job, and I'm going to keep doing that and try to represent everybody in the district.
Just one last question.
I have to get him.
Okay.
Representative Murphy, what do you think the chances of your appropriation request for the Cairo Library getting approved?
It's a tough budget year. We've been talking about the budget cycles, but we've put in requests for a number of things, and we're going to fight to try to get them approved. I can't really handicap it. As we see how the numbers come together, we'll know more.
Great. Just one last one. I'll take a squeeze.
Yeah,
sorry.
Me too.
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you see at all the 2010 election, do you see it at all being affected by the recent health care bill passage in the House?
Well, I think that the election is going to be people looking at the candidates and making a decision about who they think is going to help them solve their problems. I think the main issue that we hear consistently is about getting the economy moving, getting people back to work. So I think we'll hear about that. I think people are going to be looking at what I've done in office and, have I been transparent and open? Have I explained to them how I do things? And what do they think of the work that I've done? So I'm sure they'll look at everything I've done and analyze, how did I make decisions? What decisions did I make? And do they agree with those? And that's exactly how it should work. That's democracy.
When do you see the economy moving, turning around?
Well, when I ran for office, we were really on what most people thought was kind of the edge of the cliff, looking at a potential for another depression. I feel good that we're in a better place now than we were a year ago. The numbers are better, the stock market's better, the GDP numbers are better, but what we haven't seen is job creation yet. And that's the last thing that comes in a recovery, and we've got to see that. That's where our focus is in Washington. That's where my focus is, and that's what we really want to see. I won't tell you how it's going to happen, but that's obviously the key thing that we want to start to see move so that people can really feel that in terms of their opportunities.
We got to keep